We'll try as much as possible to reach that is in the heart of God concerning us this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we ask, oh God, for your unction this morning to be able to bring forth that you have proposed for us. For we have come to your banqueting table. We ask, oh God, this morning that we'll be able to partake of that which you are offering us this day, that we might be able to eat and to digest it, and that it might work life in us. Lord, this is our prayer this morning. Hallelujah. Open up the heavens unto us, dear Lord, and release your blessing. Lord, let there be the unction to speak, and the anointing to hear, and the strength to walk in that which you will speak unto us about this day. Father, this is our yearning. This is the purpose for which we have come to you today. That, Lord, as you move in our midst this morning, you will bring about a restoration. You will bring about a healing. You will bring about a deliverance. You will bring about divine order in our lives and in the midst of your people, dear Lord. Lord, that you will deal with every act of rebellion and disobedience and every form of idolatry. Lord, that you will deal with them this morning, my God, by the power of your word and by the anointing of your spirit. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you open up the heavens unto us this morning, dear Lord. Release your spirit. For you said that in the last days you will pour out of your spirit. Lord, let there be an outpouring this morning upon each and every one of us present here. Let there be an outpouring of your spirit. Lord, that yokes might be broken. Let there be a deliverance that will come this morning, my God, because of the outpouring of your spirit. Hallelujah. We rebuke every covering that is not of God that is present here this morning. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every vagabond spirit, every strange spirit that comes to find its way in this gathering. We say the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will not exert upon us. You will not come to distract us. You will not come to take up that which the Lord has given to us. You don't have the right. Therefore, we say, get out into the abyss in the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, dear Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's important we understand the state in which we are. The church is in a very, very deplorable state. Hallelujah. The church has gone ahori. Hallelujah. In other words, the church has gone into harlotry. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. There is no, you don't have overhead projector. Would I look into one word that is of a thing of concern? Hallelujah. And the word is whoredom. And what it simply means from the Greek word, it means him that acts as an harlot. You may not necessarily be a harlot. Amen. Amen. But by your attitude, by the way you behave, the way you talk, the way you dress, You can be taken as one. You understand that? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You are not a harlot. But when they put a real harlot on one side and put the other person on one side, there is no difference. That is what harlotry or what whoredom is. And the church, hallelujah, today there is no distinction between him that is born again and him that is not. Hallelujah. And the end time church is beginning to go the same way. And I think that that is the burden that is in the heart of God. Because God must have for himself a people that are set apart, that are different. Different in their attitude, different in their character, different in every manner of the way. You must see them and you know that this one is a child of God. Hallelujah. But today it's not so. I remember in those early days in SU. Amen. Hallelujah. You will always know them. Hallelujah. In fact, funny, well, I was in secondary school when I gave my life to Jesus. Hallelujah. And in that particular year, my mom sewed a trouser for me. And you know what was in vogue those days? It was Bongo trouser, right? Hallelujah. And I got a friend who happened to go to a friend like a church like the one that this my friend used to go to. And their own trouser was pencil. Hallelujah. So we went for a SU meeting, and this my friend, we're in the same school. He was a year ahead of me. Even though now the man has backslidden. Hallelujah. He saw me and I was wearing that my Bongo trouser. He noticed it and he kept quiet. So the following day we were in school. He was chasing me all over the place. I was dodging him. Yeah, because I know what he was going to talk about. He went to ask me, why did you wear that type of trouser? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It was that serious those days. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You will always, he said that, in fact, his word was that you are an unbeliever for dressing like that. Hallelujah. But today, you know what? It does not matter anymore. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how you dress. Is that wrong? I mean, this whole thing is in the heart. Is it not so? Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how you look. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So, it's very easy. You see them, Christ Embassy. They wear trousers. Hallelujah. The end time church is dressing the same way. I have been to our national conference and I'm ashamed. See sisters wearing trousers. And nobody is bringing correction. Hallelujah. Whoredom. Harlotry is in the church. And people must deliver themselves.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So we are talking about whoredom. The man or the woman, you are not a harlot, but you act as one. You behave as one. It affects not just your dress and your business, you know. Hallelujah. Amen. We know what goes on in business. I'm a businessman. Over invoicing. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know that? Hallelujah. It's normal. PR. You understand what PR is? Hallelujah. So when we're talking about whoredom, we are not talking about just the religiousness that go with it. We are talking about the economic. We are talking about the things that the social life of the people, the way we relate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If a man who says he's born again is still beating up his wife, He is a harlot. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are still fighting in your house or fighting one another, then that is sodom in the church. If there is politics in the church, that is sodom. Do you understand? Are you following me? If you have clique, what this group against this group, that is sodom. So it is not just something that is religious, though it comes with a cover and a cloak of religion, but the spirit that is working in it is the spirit of abomination. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
It affects, like I said, the marriage relationship. In a home where the woman rules and controls, that is sodom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you following? Okay, take it the other way. In a home where the man is weak and the woman is strong, where the man has no nerves, he cannot provide leadership, he cannot be a priest in his house, that is sodom. That is harlotry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. No, okay, let us go to the scripture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's go now to Revelation.
Hallelujah.
I'll read Revelation 17. It says, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great hall that seated upon many waters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The spirit of whoredom is under judgment. But before we come to the judgment, the spirit of whoredom is upon many waters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the Bible speaks about waters, it's talking about humanity. It's talking about the entire universe. Hallelujah. It's talking about every area of human endeavor. Hallelujah. So the spirit of whoredom is everywhere. You need to be aware of that. I need to be aware that the spirit of whoredom is at work. Hallelujah. And if you are ignorant of it, you are in real trouble. Because, hallelujah, it comes to affect you. It comes to touch every area of your life. How can you walk unaware of the spirit that is ruling the present day world? How can you say you are ignorant? Hallelujah. I don't know whether you are following what I'm saying. This is the spirit that is at work. Whether you are in America, you are in India, you are in Nigeria, wherever you are, the spirit of whoredom is at work. It affects every area of human life. It's a religious spirit. It's the spirit that controls the economies of the world. It's the spirit that controls the social life. It controls the industries and the manufacturing. It affects everywhere. And that is why, hallelujah, if a fashion gets out in UK, hallelujah, you are likely to find that fashion in Ghana, in Nigeria. Hallelujah. You are following what I'm saying. Haven't you noticed that most of the things that we are wearing, many of them are manufactured in China? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the fabrics, the one that cling on women, it is the same source. And by the time you go, you will not find any other thing but that type. Hallelujah. Are you following? So it is the spirit of whoredom at work. You know, I went to a shop in UK and I bought a trouser. I bought a jean trouser. Now, in UK, in those shops, you have what they call straight. You know what they call straight trouser? There is straight trouser, there is stretch trouser, there is stoned, and the rest of them. The one that is called straight, actually, is the one for people like you and I. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Straight means that you are not a homosexual.
Normal.
You are normal. But every other one is made for a class of gender and transgender. Hallelujah. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Amen. So I when I saw the straight, I picked the one that is straight. Hallelujah. Even the straight is not too straight. If you understand what I mean? After I bought that, I bought it in Primark. I had to go to Sainsbury. That was where I bought this one. That look like what I like. That is really straight. What am I trying to say? The spirit of whoredom controls the manufacturing industry. It controls the production industry. Whatever, wherever you, it is there working. Now, if it is working out there in the world, I want to ask you, you think it does not work in the church? It works in the church. It works so much more in the church. Hallelujah. Because the people of God are getting more and more naive, more and more ignorant of what is in the heart of God, what God intends us to be, how He intends us to live, how He wants us to operate. We are getting more and more ignorant. But I tell you something, ignorance is not what? It's not an excuse. He said that you did wrong, and you did wrong well. Who did what? Hinder you. You are supposed to know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not to be led by the nose. You must know. And every one of us here, we are under obligation to know God and to know Him for ourselves. Hallelujah. Are you following, brethren? So the spirit of whoredom is upon many waters. But the good news is this morning that God is determined to judge the spirit of whoredom wherever it is found.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The world, that's why the world is coming under judgment. But He said before He will judge the world, that His judgment must start where? In the household of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
I paint another example on your mind about how we should be. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I was telling some brethren, you get to somewhere in UK, you will see children, especially males, they'll have one black cap on their head. Is it not so? Hallelujah. The Jews, you will see them walking. As you see them like that, don't make the mistake of going to stroll around that area. I'm talking about strolling. I'm not kidding. If you stroll in that area, you will see a policeman come and ask you, what are you looking for around here? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Jews don't mix.
That's right.
They don't mix. They don't have any relationship
with the world.
Except when you come for business to buy from them. Not them going to buy from you. I don't know whether you understand. They don't buy from you. They buy from themselves. They don't buy from you. But you can come and buy from them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 They don't marry anyone who is not a Jew. You don't have any relationship with them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My a co-in-law had a friend, a Jew, while they were in the university, and the relationship really grew and all that, to the point where the parents knew him very well. Okay, so one day his friend went and started dating a girl that is not a Jew. Hallelujah. Real trouble. I mean trouble. Hallelujah. Started dating. Do you know what? The parents disowned him. This My co-in-law's friend came and borrowed £8,000 from him, and with a promise that he will pay. From there he disappeared. Till today nobody knows where he is with his girlfriend. So my co-in-law went to the parents and said, this guy, where is he? Have you been hearing from him? They said they haven't heard. In fact, they are not interested. He told them that he borrowed £8,000 from him. Hallelujah. They told my in-law, said, listen, we will not pay you a farthing. That consider that your money as lost. They called him, come. Went and pulled the rug. Opened somewhere. He said, here, that is money. But we will never, never give you any money. Hallelujah. Very wealthy people. They opened and showed him their safe. Say, this is money. Kobo will not give you. Hallelujah. They don't have any relationship with their son because he went and he married a non-Jew. They disowned him. Hallelujah. And you know, the Jewish thing that is in the Bible only gives us an idea of how people that are called out are supposed to be.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. But today, we do every manner of things. Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. Businesses, who are your business partners? Unbelievers. Sometimes we even marry unbelievers. And we say, we'll do what? We'll convert. Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. We dress like unbelievers. Hallelujah. We go to the school of unbelievers. I don't know whether you understand that one. Hallelujah. We go to school of unbelievers. Don't you go to a motivational church? You understand? Motivational church where they tell you how you can make it. How you can do this and you grow and you become this. How you say, meet me at the top. Mm. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You may not go there, but you like it. Huh? Hallelujah. The same thing. You don't wear the trousers that you like. It's that you are like, when that sister wears that trouser suit, I like it. Amen. Hallelujah. But God said that His people must be separate. His people must be different. Hallelujah. As far as God is concerned, brethren, there is no mixture. He will not tolerate. You see, whoredom is a state of mixture, a state of compromise. Hallelujah. But God says that there is a judgment that is coming. And if you are part of that system, when the judgment comes, you are going to be affected. Hallelujah. Is it not so?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That has always been God's principle. You know, Elijah had to pray that let there be no rain in Israel. Did it affect him?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it did. Hallelujah. So if God is bringing His judgment, wherever whoredom is found, He's going to judge it. Be it in my heart, be it in my house, be it my business, God is going to judge it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So He said that there is a judgment of the great hall. He said, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Hallelujah. The word fornication is pornia. Hallelujah. Okay, well, let's not go too much into that. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So He carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a sackcloth-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. It says, verse 6, and I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints. Hallelujah. You know, blood also means life. Is it not so? What is sustaining the woman is the blood of the saints. It draws life. It draws its existence from the saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. What sustains this woman? What sustains the whore? What sustains the harlot is the life that is drawing from you and me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you understand that everything we do as God's people. Now let me put everything we do wrong in the house of God, somebody gets life out of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything we do in the church, some form of worship is given. Somebody is taking life out of it. If this house is embroiled in division and strife and contention, somebody is getting life out of it. And as long as it endures, he enjoys it. He wants it to go on. He doesn't want it to end because it is having life out of it. Hallelujah. As long as you keep on fighting and beating up yourself in your bedroom, sometimes, not in, really in the bedroom, even it gets to the parlor and it gets out into the premises where you live, and they always know that husband and wife are quarreling. As long as you keep doing that, somebody is getting life out of it. As long as our children keep walking in rebellion against God, doing the things that are contrary to God, getting into pornography and getting into sexual immorality, somebody is getting life out. Now, let me tell you something. They also come to church and sit down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As long as that exists, somebody is getting life out of it. Because the whore, this woman, is drunken with the blood of the saints of God. That is what sustains it. That is what keeps it going. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. As long as I keep having bitterness and offenses in my heart against my brother, somebody is sustained by it. Some spirit feeds on it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit of God is constraining me to stay here for a while. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must look into our hearts, brethren. Hallelujah. Why is it that the church is so powerless? Why is it that we cannot rebuke spirits and they get out? Why is it that sickness and disease keep on permeating and eating up the church? It's because life is getting out somewhere. Somebody is drawing life out of us, brethren.
Amen.
By the things we do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are not ready yet to close the door, so shut it up. You remember the thing that their brother did to you some 10 years ago. And you ask, when you think about it, you receive more. There is more strength for you to dwell there. And to hold him up. And not to release him. And not to forgive him. Hallelujah. The more I keep doing that, the more life is getting out of me. And when it is time, when duty calls for me to be in the spirit and to deal with issues, I find myself so powerless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God is saying that this church must look into this.
Amen.
A lot of unforgiveness and bitterness. Many years. And you have carried on this way. And hallelujah.
Amen.
And you come here every day. Let me tell you, you are into religion.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is religious spirit. Hallelujah. You must determine today I don't want to go further than that, because I may be pronouncing something that the Spirit of God don't want me to. Hallelujah. But I tell you something, judgment is coming. Because God is determined to judge the great hall. Wherever it is found amongst his people, he is going to judge it. This spirit that is drunken with the blood of the saints, God is determined to judge it. It will not thrive anymore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says that it is drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. In other words, when the man saw it, he shook his head and said, "Now I can understand why things are this way with me. I can understand why it is so in my family. I can understand why it is so in the church." It was a great admiration. It was like a secret. Something was released to him. He began to understand certain things that are happening and was able to relate them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Go with me to chapter 2. I read from verse 18. The church in Thyatira was a very hard-working church. Hard-working. I really use the word hard-working. Hallelujah. They labor a lot. Hallelujah. They increase in industry. They increase in their efforts. Hallelujah. They were people of enterprise, and their works are quite visible. Hallelujah. Very, very visible, brethren. Very, very visible. The church in Thyatira, they are noted for works. Hallelujah. That may be what you call God's ministry of works. Hallelujah. He said, "Unto the angel of the church in Thyatira write, this thing said the Son of God, who had his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass." Amen.
Amen.
His eyes were penetrating. He was able to see beyond the ordinary. Hallelujah. That is the eyes of the Son of Man. It's like flames of fire. He was able to see the details that many of us may not see as humans. And I believe that the Spirit of God is here and is seeing much more than we can ever think nor imagine. Hallelujah. And he knows those whose hearts are perfect towards him. He knows them. He sees them. He also knows our works, the efforts we are making, both for survival and for sustenance. Much more, he knows the efforts we are making to see if we could really be like him. Amen.
Amen.
He said, "I know thy works, and I know not just thy works, I also know your charity. How much you love yourselves. And I know also your service." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You know, you can have a church where men run up and down. Hallelujah. That in itself is Babylon. It's Hodom. A lot of works. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And there are also good works, is it not so?
Yes.
Hallelujah. But there are also what? Dead works. Is it not so? Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You know, a church can be so involved in dead works. Okay, let's not say a church. But I think that it's individuals that make up a church. Is it not so?
Yes.
Hallelujah. One can be filled with works. But all the works at the end of the day, they amount to dead works. Do you know what it means to have dead works? Hallelujah. Works where there is no account. Hallelujah. That is, you run around at the end of the day, when the books are opened, there is nothing there, no record of what you have done. Wasted years, wasted efforts. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dead works. God does not acknowledge it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, a man can do some of these things he does, but it amounts to some religious activities.
Oh, yeah.
And when you go into the records, my dear, there is no record that you did anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus did say once, he did say once that there were the 11 hour workers. Have you read that story before?
Yeah.
Huh? That some people walked and walked all day. Hallelujah. Amen. But there was another 11 hour workers that came. They gave them all equal what? Wages. And the people that worked for a long time, they said, but how come these people that just came, you are giving us the same amount with them? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are dead works. The church is operating in dead works. I want to leave that with you to begin to let your mind, let the Spirit of God begin to examine areas we have been involved in dead works, where there is no account of the things, no record in heaven of the things we have done and the things we have achieved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is service. Thyatira Church was in that kind. They were very good workers. And now, how can it be that after they have labored and strived and worked very hard, yet God looked at them and said, there is something I have against you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It does mean that there was something that was missing. He said to them here, I know thy charity and service and faith and thy patience. They have got all the good qualities that will make for a very wonderful church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? They show so much love. They have ushers at the door. When you come, they greet you with a smile. They have all that kind of thing. They have faith. In other words, they were operating on the dimension of faith, prosperity, faith-speaking people. Hallelujah. They had all the good qualities. Not only that, look at what it says, and thy works, it says works again. It says that this last work is greater than even the first. In other words, they were increasing in works. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
But listen, look at verse 20. It says, notwithstanding. In other words, notwithstanding means that I cancel every other thing you have done. Hallelujah. In spite of all this, he says, I have a few things against thee. Because thou suppressed that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What destroyed everything they have built over the years was because of Jezebel. Hallelujah. Their good works, their spiritual qualities, even their good character of love and of faith and of patience were all ruined because they gave place to Jezebel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And I ask you, maybe before we go down, can we just begin to break down what Jezebel was doing or what Jezebel represents? Number one, when you talk about Jezebel's spirit, it is not necessarily a spirit that rules only the women. Are you with me, church? Are you following? Because oftentimes, when you see a woman that is head and shoulder over her husband, over her family, you say that is Jezebel's spirit. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But you forget that where there is Jezebel, there will always be what?
Ahab.
Hallelujah. In other words, Jezebel and Ahab's spirit, they are equal and opposite. Hallelujah. Are we following?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. When you have Jezebel's spirit, that is the woman is ruling, if you also find Ahab that he is under. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you turn it the other way, opposite, it also means that the man can be head and shoulder and he puts everybody under. It's the same spirit. The spirit of Jezebel is the same spirit that worked in Athaliah. Is it not so? It's the same spirit that worked in Absalom. It's the spirit of rebellion. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We must understand that very clearly. That is the same spirit that is at work in a home where the man is not taking his place. Jezebel's spirit is at work in him. Do we understand, brethren? Yes. Hallelujah. I want to start from the home because I feel we have problems there. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Where a woman becomes overbearing, or even the husband becomes overbearing, that is Jezebel's spirit at work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where we become so impatient with ourselves, and you want to rule, control, intimidate, that is Jezebel's spirit at work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we are not saying that that Jezebel's spirit or Ahab's spirit, that is the spirit that must always remain on top for it to be true. No. We are saying that there is a spirit that rules amongst us, in our homes. There's a spirit that is in control. That which makes a man not to take his place in God, not to be the priest in the house. When once the man begins to lose his place in God, another spirit has taken over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The man must always provide the leadership. He must always be in charge of what is going on in his house. He must always take responsibility of what is going on in his house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. There are some countries we visit, and when you get to such countries, the men are always found idle, lazy, doing nothing. But you see their wives get up and running. They get all the earning, they get all the money. Hallelujah. The man will be sitting down playing draughts and playing ludo and drinking and partying. Hallelujah. But the women are the hardworking ones. If we create that kind of environment in our home, Jezebel is at work. Are you following me, brethren?
Yeah.
I need to make it very clear. Hallelujah. If we are in a home where our children have lost control, that is, we lost control of our children, we are not able to bring them in subjection. Listen, you might be doing well in business, I don't care. Hallelujah. You might be doing well, you might build house, do everything, but you have lost control of your children. Then Jezebel is at work. Because that is the spirit of whoredom. If you cannot tell your child now, you sit down here, don't go out, then you are, as long as that child is under your roof, it's under your control. When he marries and gets out, it's a different ballgame. But as long as you eat my garri and my soup, hallelujah, as long as I still give you money to put 200 naira to put recharge on your phone, you are under my control. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know where we got this American mentality. That when once they are 18, they are on their own. It is not true. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As long as you are 18, You are supposed to be in the university by now. Is it not so? Who pays your fees? Hallelujah.
Amen.
As long as I still pay your school fees, you are under my house. We give our children so much liberty and so much license. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't take time out to find out what they are doing. The things that are inside their phones, what they do with the internet, we don't care. All the midnight calls. That's what they know me. I don't sleep. And when I mean I don't sleep, I don't sleep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When cockroach moves, I wake up. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So when I hear you talk, hello, I come and ask, what is going on here? Why haven't you people slept? Now everything shut down. Everybody go to sleep. Put off the light. We must be in control of our houses.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because we are not doing that, we carry the same rascality and we bring it into the church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every man is just doing whatever seems right to him. We are going to get down to that. But we need to settle the issue of our homes, brethren. So much disorder. The homes are turned upside down. Men are not standing in their place. And because they are not standing, the women begin to usurp authority. They begin to do what they feel they should do. And I can tell you, brethren, let us not wait until the home breaks up. We should not wait. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Don't wait. That is the caution that the Spirit of God is bringing. Sit up, wake up from your slumber and begin to take your place. Hallelujah. Begin to take control of what is going on in your home. If not, your house is under the influence of Jezebel's spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to just quickly run through the characteristics that we find with the Jezebel spirit. Hallelujah. It is just a preamble. The burden is, how can we deal with that spirit? That is where we are going. But let us establish, hallelujah, how that spirit works, and by extension, how it comes into the church. Hallelujah. Number one is that it is an overbearing spirit, like I said before, and it's always high-handed. Very, very high-handed. Oftentimes, the things that it says, the spirit cannot even do it himself. But he wants the people of God to do it. The instrument that he uses will not even do it. Have you heard about the proselyte spirit? Hallelujah. They will not enter. Amen. And then they hinder those who want to enter. That is the spirit. High-handed. Unruly. Overbearing. Hallelujah. You better watch it. If in your relationship with your wife or your relationship with your husband you become overbearing, always snapping, always picking offense, always picking up a quarrel, you better be careful. It is time for you to pause and withdraw. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I say, God, deal with this spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Sometimes my wife will come, she will. I say, honey, watch it. Something is taking over. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Then she'll keep quiet. Hallelujah. And then she won't talk. Hallelujah. Amen. The same thing to me. Hallelujah. When I become over demanding. Hallelujah. Oh, you must do this. Oh, I want this. Hallelujah. If you cook okra soup today, you want it's a good soup you want to eat today. You have a problem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the woman says, listen, this is not a hotel. Hallelujah. Amen. Where you have such varieties. By the way, did you give her money for okra soup and for egusi soup and for ogbono soup? You did not. But you come and you'll be demanding what you did not give her to do. So why wouldn't there be tension in the house? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We are becoming overbearing. Too much expectation. High expectation. And yet you yourself, you know you will not be able to do it. Don't let her fall asleep one day. You discover to boil water is a hard task. You can't even make her tea or make a bath for her. You just discover you're so weak and tired. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So Jezebel's spirit is an overbearing spirit. It's a spirit that is so high-handed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It seeks to destroy and discredit the prophetic ministry. That spirit will come. It will discredit the prophetic ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Are we following?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Now, how it works in the home, I will tell you. When your wife has a dream, or when she has any spiritual thing to contribute, her own is not important. It's always your own that is important. Are you following what I'm saying? When she shares, say, this thing, the Lord laid it in my heart. In your heart, you have already concluded that nothing good that can come out of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is it not so? Is it not true? Hallelujah. Amen. I know it myself. Because when it happened to me, God had to rebuke me. Say, listen to your wife. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That was checking the spirit of Jezebel. Hallelujah. It cut down the prophetic ministry in the church. Hallelujah. That is sometimes it confronts the ministry and hits at it. Hallelujah. And by the time you know it, the man has been cut down to size. Next Sunday he will not get up, he will not talk. And what happens is that he makes you withdraw.
Yes.
Instead of sitting in the front seat, you go and sit at the back seat. I don't want to be involved. That spirit is dying. Hallelujah. And when was it? He does it. There's a brother. Hallelujah. Amen. Was sharing like this. And all that spirit needs to do is to storm him one good question. Immediately he hit that question. Boy, there was trouble. Hallelujah. The following Sunday, bro, finds himself at the back seat. Hallelujah. Until now, he's at the back seat. I told him, I said, you are submitting to a spirit that is not good. Get back to your place. Hallelujah. You know, some of us are like the beetle. Huh? You have seen that advert? No killing the beetle. A cat of nine lives. You hit us, we come back. You keep us, we keep coming back. If you like, attack me. See, after this message, you can kill me. That is your business, so. If God says next Sunday I should be here, I will be here. And I will say the same thing. There is nothing you can do about it. There is no law in this country that says when a man preaches something that other people did not like, go and call police for him. There is no law like that. There is no law like that. So I will come back here. If you don't want to give me place, I will tell the elders, I have a word from the Lord for you. If you don't want me to preach it, there is no problem. I'm going to take a walk. But let us see what will happen thereafter. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, if you have imbibed this spirit that cut down the prophets of God, today you will be delivered.
Amen.
Because that is the spirit that is at work. And because that spirit is at work, do you know what happens? It arrogates to one man authority to rule and to control the church.
Yes.
I don't know whether you understand.
Yes.
That's why Pentecost, they don't want trouble. All this your many membered ministry is all nonsense. So they will take it. One man must always be what? In charge. Coordinating elder. In fact, the end time to their own is coordinating elder. Chief elder. And all the box falls at his feet. Anything he says is what rules. Hallelujah. Because they don't want trouble. They don't want too much of you come and you share. They are not into that kind of thing. Hallelujah. Because the ruling spirit, the Jezebel spirit comes to destroy. Any ministry that is rising here, they notice you. Boy, you are finished.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And I use the word discredit. You know how it does?
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's the spirit of wristwatch and Tam David West.
Right.
Hallelujah. Do you understand? You will lay something for you. It's not you fall, boy, you are in. Hallelujah. Sometimes they use women. Sister, they lay it for you. Boah, you fall. When once you commit fornication, your ministry is dead. I don't know whether, or you commit adultery. That is it. Hallelujah. Because they lay snares for you. Trap. Hallelujah. That's what that spirit does in the church. And that is why many can no longer, you know, function. Hallelujah. They wait for you, you jump up and down, then you say you want to marry. Okay, let us wait and see. You see that list, everything on that list, you must give it. Hallelujah. Because your heart is bubbling, you want to marry. You want the woman. Hallelujah. You think that marriage is a bed of roses. Huh? It's to jump on top of a woman and they wait for you. Hallelujah. Because in your desperation, you want the woman. So they give you the woman. But before they give you the woman, there is something that will exchange. Is it not so?
Yeah.
You bring all the gin and all the cola nuts, and you wait. Immediately you give. Wow. Let me tell you something. You don't have the authority to speak to the people of God anymore.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Hallelujah. You say, how? How is it? Because there is no agreement between the table of the Lord and the table. There is no agreement.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When once I submit, hallelujah, I have traded in my authority to be a minister of God. But there is a way out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said there is always forgiveness with thee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A man discovers it.
Amen.
He discovers that he has gone wrong. He discovers that something has come and hit against his ministry. And he begins to turn his heart to God. Say, God, this thing I did it in disobedience. I did it in ignorance. I did it in rebellion. Father, forgive me. God begins to open the way for you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not preaching at you. I'm telling you about my own life. Chijoke is here. It was 10 cartons of Gordon gin.
You gave?
I gave. He's here. You don't do that day. He was there. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know what it cost me? It nearly cost me my first son. Hallelujah. That act, those things we gave, my wife was in labor for 48 hours in Lute, Lagos. The woman that went, she ended her, we got there about 5 in the morning. She closed her duty. She resumed and found my wife in the same state. And God used her to bring deliverance. He said, this woman, are you still here? Now. She jumped on my womb. I said, now push. And the child came. Bethlehem. Hallelujah. Are you following? When Brother Bob came, I narrated that experience to him. He says that the door is still open.
Oh my God.
You need to shut it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Are you following?
Amen.
If you listen. Jezebel's spirit is something you need to deal with decisively. You don't pamper it. You have now to go back to the Lord. It wasn't over. By the time we had our second child, she was pregnant for our second baby. My wife was falling and fainting at Oshodi every time she was going to work. My wife would have died. Hallelujah. Are you following? Amen. I'm taking time to tell you the implication of submitting to this spirit, the implication of giving ourselves to traditional spirit, because it's the same, it's the spirit of whoredom. Are you following?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's the spirit of fornication. Hallelujah. My wife was changing and getting up. Hallelujah. What did she have? She had ectopic pregnancy. That would have killed her. That night, they looked for the doctor, the surgeon all over the place. They couldn't find. Hallelujah. My wife was in pain. Without exaggeration, I was like this over her bed till the following morning, praying, shouting on God. And while I was doing that, I was hearing sounds of strange birds and pussycat, everything. I was binding, I was taking authority until the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. But do you know where the surgeon was found? Next door. He said, I better have been there all day. Hallelujah. And they carried out the surgery and she was delivered. Amen. Brother, we are not, God is not, you see, the come out people are playing pranks. They are playing poju poju. You know what we call poju poju? As children, they are playing hide and seek with God. God is not playing. And I can also tell you that the spirits are not playing. Hallelujah. They are all out to make sure they deal with anything that will bring life to the people of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But we must be decisive. We must know what we are doing. Hallelujah. The prophetic ministry is so much needed in the church. So it comes under very serious attack.
Hey!
Hallelujah. Because that is what points the people to what is in the mind of God. Hallelujah. So oftentimes you just find out that they can really be but it's okay, it's here. That is, you are ministering, they get up, they challenge you. They discredit you, bring you down. They say, who gave you the authority to talk?
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. But we must be determined never to give up.
Amen.
Amen. The Jezebel spirit, it feeds on false prophets.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That is what feeds it. Hallelujah. And defies the table of the Lord. Every time, that is what it does. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Just can you imagine how 450 prophets of Baal could confront only one man? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But you see, they were sustained by Jezebel and Ahab. Is it not so?
Yes.
Hallelujah. So when the Spirit is at work, false prophets fight.
Yes.
People bring words that are not of the Lord. Yes. And they confirm it amongst themselves. Hallelujah. Oftentimes they seem to be on the majority.
Hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I think it was one man who said, is there no prophet of the Lord here? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's move on fast. Hallelujah. Oftentimes I've discovered that this spirit will accuse the prophetic ministry to always hindering the church. You understand? It says that why is it you every time having the word? Hallelujah. Amen. Last Sunday you ministered, this Sunday you are ministering, next Sunday you will minister. Are you the only one here? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Are you following? Is it not so?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, that was what was working in Miriam. Hallelujah. Is it only you that is this prophet of the Lord? Hallelujah. Was talking about his brother Moses. Hallelujah. Every time it's you. Are you the only one? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You know why we men oftentimes we say that Jezebel spirit manifests through sisters. You know why? Number one is that they pick it. They're quite sensitive. Hallelujah. Secondly, that If you find in a congregation, there are women that are very, very forward. Miriam was one of them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you discover as a sister or as a brother that you are very, very forward, just have to learn to tame it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Before your husband wants to talk, you're already outside. You are talking with a visitor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Huh? Mama Nkechi came saying your child. He came to complain to your husband, but you are now the person who say, yes, now what is it? This is only my son that is in this compound, and you take over. You have to be very, very careful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Allow the man to handle what he should handle.
Amen.
If he calls you in, fine.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Often it happens to me. We're driving, boy, maybe I hit somebody, or somebody hits me, and my wife is there. She wasn't there. I said, no, you just hold it. just hold on. I will handle it. Just cool down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Jezebel spirit is always forward. He said, you know what he told his husband? Hallelujah. That is in chapter 20.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. About Naboth. Mm. Hallelujah. Naboth came back. When Naboth said that, no, I am not going to give you, those are the things we'll talk about. I'm not going to give you my inheritance. It's not possible. I will not give it to you. I will not sell it. I will not exchange it for anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he came back, hallelujah, he was lying down melancholy on his bed, sulking, like a little baby. Sorry for himself. Pity party. The woman just walked in, I'm sure, from somewhere she has gone to harass somebody. And immediately she came in. He said, ah, my husband, what is going on? He said, don't mind, that neighbor, man. You see, when a man begins to complain to the wife, as if, he said, you are in trouble. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Who harassed you today as well? Don't mind that my boss, that lady. Start complaining. You are in trouble. It means you have lost your authority a long time ago. You are not able to assert your place in God. So he was telling her, I'm able to speak. The man said, okay, don't worry, I will handle it. Hallelujah. He said, it's over. As far as it's me, I'm like, don't worry, I will handle it. She went, wow. Went to Naboth. Summoned all of them. Say, now listen, we must do something. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They raised a false accusation against the man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Doesn't that paint a picture of politics in the church?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Eldership becomes a legislative arm where you make laws and rules. Hallelujah. Where men no longer pray and seek the mind of God. Rather, they confer how they are going to deal with another brother. Hallelujah. Anyway, we'll get to it. Like I said, the objective of Jezebel's spirit is to take our inheritance. Hallelujah. Which we saw that Naboth never gave heed to. That is 1 Kings chapter 21. He never agreed. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. He said that Ahab represents a church that does not hear the truth.
That's right.
Ahab will never want to hear the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Huh? And I pray that this local assembly will be a church that hears the truth.
Amen.
That loves the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. No matter how painful it might be.
Amen.
As individuals, we must be ready to hear the truth.
Amen.
In our homes, sometimes it can be really demeaning.
Yes.
That your wife comes and tells you the truth right on your face.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
The man in me will begin to react.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He
said, but Tony, I think you are at fault here. Hallelujah. He said, but how? He said that you did so and so. You shouldn't have done that. He said, no, but you was the person that provoked me first. It doesn't matter.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking about the things that happen in our bedroom and the things that happen in the church. Because whatever happens in your home, hallelujah,
amen,
we carry it subconsciously into the church. And we begin to use it to manipulate the people of God. Hallelujah. A lot of carnality, a lot of flesh. Hallelujah. And like I said last night, if we are in a place where we don't speak about the things that have to do with our soul, the things that have to deal with our carnality, if we don't touch them, then we are walking on the threshold of falsehood. I don't know whether you are hearing me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. If the truth does not come and begin to touch those elements, those areas of our soul, then, brethren, we have got to be very, very careful. Because it has got to be death to self. Isn't that the message we receive?
Yes.
But these days we don't talk about it so much. I don't know whether you have noticed. I don't know about your state here, but many brethren I have visited, I've been in some congregations, all they're saying is how they can get rich. End time church. Not that to get rich is bad. You understand? He said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. At what? Your soul prospereth. Hallelujah. So God is not misplacing his priority. He's saying that the soul is more important. Hallelujah. He said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? He says that there is great joy in heaven over one soul that repents. Hallelujah. So God is not playing games with soul, with your soul.
Amen.
Because that is his very essence. When he made man, the Bible said the first thing he did was to what? Breathe into him. And he became what? A living soul. That is an investment he made in humanity. That is an investment he has made in you. So you are accountable to him how you run your soul.
Yes.
He's not asking you about your spirit. Because when you die, guam, it returns to him. But your soul, he says, I want an account.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is not going to play around with it.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says that we must be a people that he said, that would, what's the term now? Huh? That will do what? That's one. Another one. We want to know truth in the inward path. Amen. Hallelujah. I must know truth. And he says that the truth that a man knows, that is what does what? Sets him free. Hallelujah. Amen. He said it is the mother. You know, Jezebel is the mother of all harlots. Hallelujah. Not just all harlots, but all witchcraft. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You said, oh, but in the story, nothing was said about witchcraft. Let me tell you, something was said about witchcraft. What does witchcraft mean? It means to manipulate, to control your mind, to intimidate. That's what witchcraft is. Hallelujah. You know the way she tried to control control the elders there. Not only that, even her own husband, she was manipulating him. Hallelujah. Amen. It is the spirit that usurps authority. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 It usurps authority in the midst of the people of God. And how it works? It does not have a word, but it wants to bring a word. Hallelujah. Amen. And because it's a senior elder, he must bring the word. Who says? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if we are in a place where there is truth, somebody will quickly hand you over, say, bro, can you just round up in the next 3 minutes? And how you can see that the spirit is a spirit of rebellion, he will continue for the next 20 minutes. He will keep talking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He serves authority. Hallelujah. It works in the home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Husband says, do this and do that. You go and do this and you do that. Your own way. Hallelujah. Amen. And let it not be mentioned amongst us that your husband will give you money for food, but you decide that you have to give part of it to your parents behind the door. Why are you so quiet? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let it not be mentioned. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's be safe. He says this money is for food, but you realize that that this particular blouse you have told the man you're coming back to pay for. You take part of that money and you go and pay for blouse.
Not in our car.
No, please. Let it never be mentioned.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 They're not dealing with your husband backhand. Do you understand? Hallelujah. With treachery. Hallelujah. Manipulative. Hallelujah. Let it not be mentioned amongst us. Let it not be said in our homes that is what takes place. Amen. In the church, we have seen it happen. Hallelujah. Usurping of authority. Arrogating to ourselves the place where God has not given to us. Hallelujah. You see every other person. You are not an elder, but you run down the elders. You understand? All the elders, none of them, all of them, they are blind people. Oh, it's only you that is seeing. But things are happening in the church. People are dying. And the elders are not seeing it. It's only you that is seeing it.
That is alive.
Only you. Hallelujah. That is the spirit. It arrogates itself to itself, the place where God has not given it.
Absolutely.
And it will never. Yeah, that was the spirit of Absalom. Hallelujah. Amen. God is bringing judgment upon us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And let me encourage you. Oftentimes, maybe they have come and that spirit have confronted you and accused you and tried to run you down. Hallelujah. And you refuse to budge, just like me. You refuse to give up. A day is coming, the same spirit will come. When God has pounded that spirit and dealt with it, the same spirit will come back to you and sit by your side and say, Brother Sam, I'm sorry what I did to you the other day. I pray that it happens in this church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Because the church must be determined. Today we'll just get a few of the tips of how we can use the word of God to deal with the spirit of Jezebel.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you don't approach it by the word of God, you are a dead man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there is no distinction between the man who is sin and a madman who begins to quarrel with a madman. I don't know whether you understand.
Yeah.
When the man is shouting, you are shouting. And we say, two of you, you are mad. Hallelujah. But if a man will just calm down, begin to seek God, and begin to call upon God, that madness will come to sanity one day.
Amen.
And will say, listen, I'm sorry for the way I spoke to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me just go to specific things that I feel they are very, very necessary. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is the spirit that causes the people of God to lose direction and create confusion and disorder. Hallelujah. Amen. This one, it has the latitude is so much. I may not go into it. Hallelujah. But let me tell you one thing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the Spirit comes and begins to give us a different direction from the direction we have originally received, then there is a problem. I'm talking generally and universally. Hallelujah. Amen. What keeps a church is the apostolic direction they have received. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? I don't know about you brethren in New York. I don't know the apostolic direction you are following. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Every church you see, every organization, church organization, social, they have what they call constitution.
Yeah.
Is it not so?
Yeah.
That is what drives them. That is what gives them the focus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But end time church seem to be naive.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There is no apostolic direction. There is no apostolic doctrine they say they hold. You know, when Jesus died and went to heaven, resurrected and went to heaven, when the apostles met, hallelujah, the Bible said that what kept them, four prompting that kept them, they continued. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. In other words, there was something that Jesus left for them. There was a direction he left for them. The Bible says they continued in the apostles' doctrine. They continued in what? Fellowship. They continued in what? Breaking of bread. And they continued in what? Prayer. Four things. And if those four things are lacking here, you are only gathering unto yourself. Are you following me? If we wake up one day and we begin to organize suya night, we wake up and we begin to organize drama, we wake up and we begin to organize this and that and that. Hallelujah. And there is no apostolic doctrine. There is no fellowship. There is no breaking of bread. There is no prayer. Then forget it. End time church has lost the vision. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yes.
Quote me anywhere. Tell them that it's Brother Isaac that said so. End time church has lost it. There is no apostolic doctrine. When you talk doctrine now, everybody start getting jittery. They say, oh, the doctrine, doctrine. Is it doctrine? It is doctrine. Whether you like it or not, it is doctrine. The only thing that can establish us as the people of God is doctrine. Open your heart and receive it. That is what will straighten you up. But when you talk doctrine, you say, oh, this doctrine thing is dividing us. This is who's saying? It did not divide them. That in fact, let it divide us, so that we know how many we are. Hallelujah. Because when Jesus brought down the doctrine, some of them ran away. Is it not so? It's as simple as that. Hallelujah. When you bring real doctrine in the church, some people will leave. And I pray that they leave, not stay and cause trouble. Hallelujah. If you don't like it, go. We're not looking for members. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are looking, God is looking for sons. Them that will absorb the truth, that will take the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So the church must be determined. Hallelujah. To follow apostolic doctrine. Let us do away with this disorder. We must have sitting priests in our midst.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you don't have, begin to pray. God, give us one. And he will give you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Finally, I want to talk one more point before I go to the solution. It is a spirit that throws a covering over the people of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. It is possible that when that spirit comes, it covers here. Every one of us will be talking the same thing. You will never know that something strange has come. Until, that is why it's always good to have ministries from the outside. Are you following?
Yes.
And they can come and hit it, blah, and everybody's eye open. Say, boy, you mean even we have been under this covering? Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I like God using me to do such jobs.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word that was, you know, that was the way it was with Peter. Peter was playing politics.
Mm-hmm.
Peter was. I never knew that old man could be a politician. He was dancing here and there. This is somebody that the Lord gave charge to handle the apostolic doctrine. And yet, when the time came for its realization, the man was playing that. And that is the state of the church, dancing up and down. Hallelujah. Until Paul came, Paul gave it to him. He said, listen, we are not here to do all this petty politics. This is the truth.
And you were there.
Hallelujah. And you were there when it was handed. How come now you are behaving like this? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm not giving any credit or exhorting anybody. In fact, there is no need to exhort anybody. But I first came here and he gave us apostolic doctrine.
Right.
Many of us have taken it and we put it on that bed and thrown it away.
Hallelujah. And then we are doing our own thing now. Hallelujah. I pray that God will help us to go back. Hallelujah. To return. Because the spirit that has thrown this covering over us is the Jezebel spirit. And when once we are able to hit at it, you will discover that we will now return to the original thing that was handed down to us. These days, when you start talking about carnality, about flesh, people get uncomfortable. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know of a group in this Nigeria, not overseas, where two elders, after church one Sunday, were fighting. We are about to fight. Security men and came and separated them. We're talking about carnality. And you are playing with it. We are not able to take our flesh and put it down and deal with it. Hallelujah. You allow your emotion to go so high that you want to exchange blows. Then the church is on the floor.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. We must return. Hallelujah. We must return. Hallelujah. There's one song. It said, oh, let us turn to the Lord, for surely He will come. You remember that song? Amen. He said, let us return. Hallelujah. This is the time of returning, and that is lamentation. He said, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. This is the time of the church turning around. Enough of the politics. Enough of all the nonsense that is going on. And because these things are thriving in our midst, we are powerless people. We are not able to stand before our enemies. We cannot confront them and run them down. Hallelujah. Amen. We are not increasing in the knowledge of God. We're so stunted. So stunted, church. We're so stunted. Hallelujah. We're not able to give up. Hallelujah. There are many things we cherish so much. We hold them dear to our hearts. But God is putting His finger there. He said, give it up. Hallelujah. But we're not willing to do that. Amen. I pray that the ministry of His word today will bring us to a place of submission.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me go now. Let's talk about the issue of the solution. There is a way out. Hallelujah. There's something God is giving to us to be able to handle this spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There is a pattern He has said. Just go with me to 1 Kings 18. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There were specific things God dropped in my heart on how we can deal with the spirit. Let me just get it. We'll read from verse 30. 18 from 30. It says, and Elijah said unto all the people, come unto me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what happened here? You know, when the prophets of Baal, you know, caught themselves, did all the jumping up and down. Hallelujah. And they were tired out. And their God never came down to light the fire. Amen. He now told them, he said, now you be calm. Come to me. And he began to say certain things. And from there we can draw how we can deal with that spirit that has thrown a covering over the people of God. How we can deal with the spirit of Jezebel. That which usurps authority. That which reigns rebellion. Releases rebellion in the midst of the people of God. How we can deal with them. Hallelujah. God begins to give us the keys, the strategy on what we can do. How we can handle that spirit. Hallelujah. Be it in our homes or be it in the church. Hallelujah. I've found it very, very beneficial to me in my marriage relationship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And there seems to be order. You know, like The past camp meeting, some people came to me and said, "Ah, why did you speak to your son like that? You remember the situation where I told him to sit down?" Somebody said, "Why did you tell him to do that? What of if he wanted to go and pee?" Hallelujah. And then you asked him to say, "Do you want him to wee wee on his trouser?" And they were saying, I said, at that particular moment, I want him to what? Sit down. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking about somebody that is on youth service. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before the congregation, it was so embarrassing to him. Hallelujah. But later I went to him and I talked with him.
Right.
Hallelujah. I told him not to be angry. But at that particular point, I think there was something that was in the spirit that shouldn't go out.
Yes,
sit down.
Amen.
Some of us have the habit of walking up and down. When it's the spirit that pushed you out. Hallelujah. Why couldn't you just wee before you come to sit down?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And I saw that many young people learned from that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I encourage you. He said, that he was going, because thereafter you knew what happened about his brother.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said he wanted to go and check up on him. I said, it doesn't matter. But you should have sat down at that point. Because you should have waited until when we want to pray, you can then go. Not when everywhere is calm. Then you cause a lot of distraction. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we
Hallelujah.
Must have our children in subjection.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Not
Amen.
Not to a point where you make them unable to exercise themselves in liberty. No, no, no. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're able to relate with them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God is giving us keys on how we can handle this spirit in our homes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your wife must listen to you. But let me tell you something. Before your wife must listen to you, there must be, you must show elements of leadership. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't know whether you understand.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If she is not seeing it, she is tempted not to follow, to submit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 In other words, if you know you have been weak, as a priest in your house, you have been weak in the word, study of the word, go back, begin to read, begin to study. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not studying so that you will come and preach.
No.
You are studying so that you will know God for yourself.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And stand in your place in your home.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you are not there, even my little baby will know.
Hallelujah.
And they will expose you. Hallelujah. Those little ones, you think they are not watching, they are seeing you. And they will say something that will embarrass you. Hallelujah. Amen. So sit up, man. Hallelujah. Seek God. Get up at night and pray. Hallelujah. And take a cover over your family. Take responsibility for your family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Call them. Talk to them. Minister the word to them. Hallelujah. And I can tell you, if you come from a dimension of revelation and you minister it to your family, your children will also begin to speak that revelation.
That's right.
They learn from you. Praise the Lord. So what are the keys? Hallelujah. Verse 30 of 18 says, "And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down." Number one solution on how we can deal with the Jezebel spirit is to repair the altar of the Lord that has been broken down. Hallelujah. And we know that the altar speaks about the place of prayer, the place of seeking God, the place of fellowship with God. Hallelujah. Many of us don't spend time in prayer. Hallelujah. And I tell you, the world will get busier. Will get much more demanding. Like we said last night, its demand is upon the two sons. It's coming upon the word and the spirit. So it's going to get busier. The world will not get any better. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me not say, God is not permitting me to say it here. But the truth of the matter is that the world, the affairs, the economies of the world will not get any better.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Brother Chico was telling me last night that, is it the GP, what is it? The GDP of America and Europe is going to one. Less than one. And these are the economies that control other economies. So if it is going that way, you can see a trend coming. Nigeria zone is 5 point something. Or 6 point something. It's very good. Hallelujah. But if it's, most of the economies of the world are the indicators come from America and UK. So if it's going that way, what will happen to the rest of us? Hallelujah. The other day they were talking about West Africa, you know, the ECOWAS, monetary fund, monetary union. They want to have common currency. Hallelujah. Immediately I heard that, I said, Jay, this is the undoing of West African countries. You know why? Hallelujah. 5,000 Naira gave me 220 leons. 220,000 leons. 5,000 Naira. Are you following what I'm saying? So the loan is 220,000 leons for my 5,000 Naira. Hallelujah. Amen. When you unify it, what will be the denomination? What will be the sense of value? What will be the monetary value for each unit? What will you use it to buy? Hallelujah. Amen. And I knew that God was saying something. Amen. So the world will not get any better. So we need to reconfigure ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know that your 5 o'clock morning prayer, time comes when it will no longer sustain you. Hallelujah. You must wake up at 3 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And pray for very good hours before you get out. Hallelujah. Amen. Your 30 minutes prayer will not survive in the days of adversity. 15 minutes, some of us, we jump to the car. Children, are you ready? Get into the car. Bam, we are off. We drop them from there. We continue our roaming. We come back exhausted. No time. No time anymore to pray. That will not sustain us in the days to come. So we must first of all repair the altar of the Lord that has been broken down.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Every one of us, young and old, we must be determined. Change your alarm. My own is always on 4:30. I'm thinking of putting it at 3.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. So that I'll have time to pray. At least 1 hour ahead of time before you know any other thing. Hallelujah. Huh? Wake up my wife. When she sees me, she knows that I'm awake. She has no choice than to follow me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We must be determined. If not, Jezebel's spirit will overrun. The spirit of whoredom will get into the church. Or will not leave the church. Amen. Hallelujah. He says, and Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. Now, those stones are memorial stones. So they speak about a spiritual position that we have come. The landmarks, the places we have conquered. Amen. The place in the spirit we have attained. Hallelujah. Amen. They put them together. Come back. Hallelujah. Amen. There are places we have attained in the spirit, but which are eroded by the spirit of Jezebel. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
There is a place where Israel has come into until Jezebel and Ahab came into the scene. And immediately they came in, that place was eroded. Hallelujah. Rather, they began to, by their actions, they began to reenact covenants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One example of that, maybe we'll go to it. Where is that now? Where is that? Is it 2 Kings 18? Hallelujah. There was something that was done. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. That is yes, about Jericho. About Jericho. Where the covenant and the things that God spoke when they came into the scene, they began to reenact that. That is in chapter 16. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The rebellion that they brought about eroded the spiritual position and authority that Israel have had, the victories they have had. Hallelujah. This particular act, their act of rebellion, hallelujah, of usurping authority, of intimidating, of taking the inheritance of the people, began to affect something in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look, just look, go with me to chapter 16, 1 Kings 16, from verse 33. It says that Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. In his days did he, the Bethlehemites, build Jericho. Now, when you go back, you remember that in Joshua, there was something that happened when they overran Jericho. And when that happened, there was a curse that was placed upon Jericho, that if any man is going to build again, this will happen. Now, that was a curse. Hallelujah. Amen. And I keep saying, God is not making new laws, and he's not making new covenants. Hallelujah. I don't know whether you understand. The word is there forever, O God. Thy word is what? Settled in heaven. Hallelujah. And immediately Joshua made this pronouncement, it was hanging in heaven.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The same with Deuteronomy. Is it not so? About the blessing and the curse. It is a word that has been released to us. They hang in the heavens. Hallelujah. And that is why, church, we need to be very, very careful the things we do and the things we say. Hallelujah. Because the things we do and the things we say, they will only go either to activate something in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I will give you, let's spend a little time on this. Now, there are certain things we do. Hallelujah. They go to either provoke a blessing or they go to provoke a curse. Are we following? Amen. Certain things that were done by your forefathers. Hallelujah. They are only waiting for you to do something that will go and activate it. Hallelujah. Amen. Certain disobedience, certain rebellion. Hallelujah. That have brought about certain causes in our families. Hallelujah. Amen. That is why we need to pray and disconnect.
That's right.
Every relationship we have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? Many of us, we still drive for portions of land. Do you understand? Is it not so? In our villages, we still drive. They still call us. Hallelujah. You have a case pending with the elders of your village about a particular portion of land. Hallelujah. We have got to be very, very careful. Hallelujah. Because the things we do, they go to activate some. So suddenly you see that this brother has been struggling with one sickness or the other. Where did this come? And watch it. If you go back, you discover there are certain things that were done, that you did, that are activating, they are serving up something in the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Now, that was what happened. Hallelujah. For me, I call those things, I call them spiritual triggers. There are certain things I do, they trigger off something. Just want to call them chain reaction. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That one is too high for us, but let us go on. But you see, when Ahab came into the scene, hallelujah, by his act of rebellion, he dug up the groves. He began to promote idolatry. He began to promote rebellion in Israel. Hallelujah. What happened? Here, the Bethlehemites went and built Jericho. Okay? But the scripture says he did what? He laid the foundation thereof in what? Abiram, his first son. And set up the gates thereof in his youngest son, Segub, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Joshua the son of. This is something that happened centuries, years. I think it's about 450 years in between. And then somebody did something that began to tear up a curse. We have got to be very, very careful, church. Brethren, we have got to be very, very careful by the things we do, by the things we say. Hallelujah. About one another, about our children, about our families. It is time for us to be very, very careful. Watch it. Watch what you say. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, we can, by our own actions, begin to stir up and begin to remove ourselves from the position that we have, you know, reached in God. So the first thing is to make sure we bring them back. Go back. He said, remember where thou art fallen and do what? Repent. Praise the Lord. So after the altar, the next thing we have got to do is to do what? To repent. Repentance comes. The next thing is that we go, 32, I want to quickly rush it. And with the stones, he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. In other words, he built a trench, and in it, they were pouring water. Amen. They were pouring water. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what it means? The water of the word. Hallelujah. They were pouring water. Hallelujah. When that time comes, when something begins to stir up in your home, pour the water. Go by the principle of the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. When there is agitation in your wife, you that is much more spiritual, pour the water of the word.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Sustain it by prayer. He says, and he built, verse 33, and he put the wood in order. And cut the bullocks in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, feed 4 barrels with water and pour it upon the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Number one, flesh must go. Hallelujah. He said, if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. The mistake we make often is that when there is conflict in the home, I don't know why this word went this way this morning. When there is conflict in the home, the first thing we do is to exonerate ourselves. Hallelujah. We put the blame on my wife. I put it on my wife. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And I've often discovered that when I do that, my wife is not a blame taker. She said, you too, you did so, so and so. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we keep on casting the ball. And at the end of the day, nothing happens. The spirit of Jezebel still rules. But if I can come to the point where I say, Lord, it is me. It's not my wife, it's me. It's my own flesh, it's my own carnality that is at work. If I didn't do so, so and so, she wouldn't have been provoked to do so, so and so. Lord, have mercy on me. Deal with this flesh in me.
Amen.
And if I can withdraw and begin to pray this prayer, I'm telling you, the atmosphere changes. Is it not so?
Yes.
Amen. So we must deal with the flesh. And as we're dealing with the flesh, we are using the word of God to judge the flesh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, verse 34, and he said, do it the second time. In other words, we keep doing it. Anytime the spirit rises up his head, deal with it with the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, many of us, we don't know how to deal with issues in the church. A brother offends you, and instead of going to the brother, you go to another group, your clique, and you go and tell them what the brother did. Hallelujah. Amen. So we can pray about it. You understand? Hallelujah. Amen. If a brother offends you, scripture says that do what? Go to him. You don't need to tell a second person. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe the second person you can tell can really be your wife. But you tell your wife that, but I am going to see him to discuss it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we can follow that order in the church, I don't think we'll have any problem at all. But oftentimes we don't do that. Hallelujah. We jump different stages. By the time you know it, you are using it to preach. Meanwhile, the brother you have not told him. Hallelujah. We pray that God will deliver us very well.
Amen.
He said, do it the second time. Keep on bringing the word. When they did it the second time, listen to what he did. He said, do it the third time. Keep on bringing the word. Keep on pressing on the word. Keep on standing on the authority of the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, and the water ran over above the altar, and he filled the trench also with water.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That is where God wants to bring us, until we are run over by the water of the word, until the water covers us, until we are totally taken over by the word of God. Praise the Lord. So Jezebel's spirit is under judgment. Hallelujah. Don't be a partaker of it. It's the spirit of whoredom, and God is determined to judge it wherever it is found. Hallelujah. And when we begin to respond to God the way He would want us to, hallelujah, as families, as individuals, as a church, you see there will be a return of order and a return of authority and a return of power to the church. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'll just stop here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can we just stand for a moment?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So just stand.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Matotara Mana. Just begin to talk to God yourself. Hallelujah. I don't know where this word has touched you. Hallelujah. I don't know what God has spoken to you. Hallelujah. Pray that you will. We all will respond to God appropriately this afternoon. Hallelujah. That the Lord will speak to our hearts. Hallelujah. Oh, Masotara Manande Sharana. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah.